The trail is void of passers-by today. The shuffle of gravel interrupted momentarily by the squawk of a nearby bird, the rustle of some critter beneath the fallen leaves. Take a moment to take in my surroundings. The placid water shimmers when the morning sun kisses its surface. The gentle breeze lifts the hairs that didn't quite make it to my ponytail and let them dance across my neck. I swipe away the tickle and begin my ascension up the mountain. The morning is crisp, the promise of warmth in the approaching hours. The sun creeps overhead as I shade my eyes from its rays. A distant chirp, a sharp whoosh of a goose's wing at the water's edge. A quick trickle running through the stream bed on the other side of the pathway. Just nature and me.
I'm Ashley Inveld.
I'm Richie Sorcy.
And Tom Van Howling
for WRPR News.
Gone are the days of tranquility, shrouded by the crash of concrete against concrete, the grind of the gears, the beep, beep, beep of a large piece of machinery bulldozing, destroying, and burying what once was for the small hope for something better.
More is better. More jobs, more money, more, 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 until there's nothing left. Proposals for the new Millennium Pipeline and the Tennessee Gas Pipeline have stirred controversy for communities throughout Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey regions. We met with Ravapo student and environmental activist Amanda Neshawat to discuss the effects of hydraulic fracking.
Hydraulic fracturing, as we call it, fracking, is a way of extracting natural gas that is trapped in the pockets of shale rock. And they use millions of gallons of chemicals and water, 596 different chemicals to be exact, and they inject it into a well that they drilled through the shale to release the natural gas. I really think that we need to be moving away from fossil fuels, and hydraulic fracturing just shows that we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. We're tapping into a very limited supply of natural gas that is underneath people's homes. It's contaminating water, it's contaminating soil, and it's contaminating the air. And I think we need to move beyond it.
The pipeline will impact much of the land and environment that is considered sacred to the local Ramapo Lenape Indians.
According to Chief Perry, Ramapo people have been firmly planted on this land for over 15,000 years, only to endure yet another battle to maintain the integrity of the land on which they live.
We met with Chief Perry to discuss this issue.
My name is Chief Perry of the Ramapo Lenape. We're a Muncie people. This is our ancestral homeland that we're on. We've never left it. Here we are today.
Now, what are the threats that the people here are facing currently today?
Well, I think a major threat is the fact that, and it's being faced by the entire region, is that they're what natives would call piercing the earth wall of these various pipelines. The thing that we find disturbing about the pipeline, it's a real danger, particularly up around Monk's Reservoir and the Ringwood area, is that it would, one small mistake, you're talking about polluting for at least our lifetimes the waters that's going to provide water to millions of people in New Jersey, which I'm sure would include you guys. In addition, we already know that anything including constant rumbling, low truck rumbling, could potentially cause cave-ins and death in the Ringwood mine area. So what we're finding disastrous is that they're talking about having 32 miles of underground storage facilities for fracked gas in this area, of which right now they're just finding that our ancestors, we have quite a number of cultural and historical sites in the mountains that haven't been accounted for. In addition to, questionably, we have the largest Muncie burial ground of antiquity right here on Stag Hill.
On May 5th, in accordance with local communities and environmental organizations like 350.org, the Ramapo Lenape Indians will be holding an anti-fracking rally called Prayer for the Earth to unite local communities and stand up against an impending threat to the environment they have worked so diligently to preserve.
May 5th is the beginning of what we hope to be the awakening. You might call it the occupying of the spirit of millions of Americans. We're going to ask people to come together and pray each evening wherever they are, to remember that as you sit there that you're not alone, but you're actually praying with all of us. We're also asking that the people that participate in these prayers for the earth find themselves capable to become registered voters and to vote, not for a party, but to vote. And we're hoping that by October 6th that we've been able to generate at least 6 million people into becoming aware of the permanent damage that's being done to the earth through these pipelines, and the fracked gas and what's happening to our water system. That every community is important, every human being is important, and that we want us to stand up wherever you are and however you can, and know that if you're in Iowa, we're with you. If you're in Hoboken, we're with you. You're not alone.
In order to be active, one must be aware. Amanda commented on her concerns about the awareness of fracking among Ramapo students.
First of all, I don't think a lot of students know about it. And as soon as they do know about it, they are seriously upset about it, especially because the reservation's across the way. It's a pristine area. It's protected highlands region. And the fact that the DEP is allowing this pipeline to come through is very sad.
When considering the risks that fracking flirts with, one begins to question where priorities lie. Chief Perry continued.
If you look now, everything's about jobs. You have to ask yourself, at what cost are you doing with these jobs? If you cannot, if you're not literally going to be able to drink the water, what's that job going to do you? So I think part of that issue is to really educate people.
Those in favor of hydraulic fracturing focus on the job opportunities it offers and the alternative energy source it yields. The Prayer for the Earth event was intended to both raise awareness regarding a worthy cause and create unity among the people who are taking a stand. Amanda and Chief Perry voiced their hopes.
So we are hoping that the event is going to be bringing people together to have this sense of solidarity and to realize that there are so many different things that we are able to do to stop hydraulic fracturing, to stop the pipelines. What's happening at the reservation to me is really a microcosm of what's happening around the world. We're exploiting natural resources, causing environmental and social injustice, ecological or environmental devastation, all to support our high consumption when we can move to clean energy.
So I think we need to really, what parts of the prayer is so that we start to commune, educate ourselves, become real voters, actually find out what's going on. It's a little different from us staying home watching television. But if we plan to inherit the earth, we're going to need an earth to inherit, and we're going to have to understand what the mechanisms are.
With multiple meetings held to discuss the nuts and bolts of the event, the dust eventually settled and everything fell into place. The May 5th Prayer for the Earth anti-fracking rally drew a crowd of about 200 people fighting for a change. I'm at the Prayer for the Earth event on May 5th, 2012, and it seems to be a pretty good turnout. I would say about 200 people all gathering to protest the fracking here in Ramapo. The Ramapo Lenape Indians are currently performing right now. Upon entering the Prayer for the Earth event, we actually took a handful of corn. It was ground finely, and we sprinkled it across the earth. And we prayed for the well-being of the earth and for a clean environment and for the nations to come together in peace and harmony. And the legend goes that when we sprinkle the corn, it will be heard by Mother Earth. And hopefully this anti-fracking rally will serve the same kind of purpose. Along with prayers from Grandmother Rainbow Weaver, a respected woman among the Ramapo Lenape Indians, children gave their own testimonies against fracking the Marcellus Shale.
My name is Melody Hanson. I have learned a lot about fracking. It will destroy the earth in about 6 years. We need to stop fracking now. People are getting sick, animals are dying, water is getting polluted, and soon we won't be able to grow food. If we don't act now, it will be too late. Thank you.
Speakers outline Native American histories and why destroying the Delaware Valley area with the impact of fracking is not only sacrificing the land, but a bit of ourselves as well.
Thank you. Ashley Inveld.
I'm Richie Sorcy.
And Tom Van Howling
for WRPR News.